Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me one final time to talk about the big family fun fair happening this Saturday at Oscoda High School from the MSU Extension. We've got Jessica St. George and Kelly Rao. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Glad to have both of you on the program today. There's so many things to talk about. It takes two of you to do it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, where do we want to start, and who gets to start us off today?
I'll start out today.
Okay.
We are really hoping that people will come out this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the Oscoda High School for our family fun fair. We have a lot of really great things going on, and a free lunch for everybody also.
Yeah, so come on out, and again, bring the whole family, because there really is something for everybody, isn't there?
Absolutely, Kevin. In fact, this year we have over 42 organizations and businesses that'll be there representing themselves and bringing activities for you to do with your kids.
Wow, that is a lot of businesses. So a lot of things to see and do, and especially do. The kids, some of those projects and some of the things they get to do are really neat, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I want to do them.
Yeah, you know, and last year when I was out there, I got the chance to do a couple of them, like the big full body balloon thing or the bubble thing, and there are all kinds of neat things that that everybody can take part in. And you know, it's a 4-hour event, and you can almost take the entire 4 hours to get through everything.
Yeah, and you can leave the cash and checkbooks at home, and they can do everything for free. So I don't know how you can beat that.
You're right. The free family fun fair. Now, we talk about the fact that it's for everybody because I think, as mentioned before, you know, there are things for the parents, too, that can help with some family things.
Definitely. So all the organizations are going to provide an activity for the kids, but they're also bringing resources about their organizations for the parents. So hopefully the kids will be able to have fun and the parents will be able to learn something new and hopefully get some resources to help their families out as well.
Boy, that's for sure. And some giveaways too, right?
Yes, we have door prizes that we have available. We have a grand prize that's donated by the Taos City Walmart, including a tent and a grill and some outdoor family activities. So a lot of really great things to promote family togetherness and having fun as an entire family.
Now, I'm imagining that's something they sign up for when they first come in.
Yes, so we have it set up. When you get to the door, the kids will each get a passport, and they'll get it stamped at the different organizations. They'll turn their passport in for the door prizes. For the grand prize, we'll have a survey that the parents can fill out and submit to be eligible for the grand prize.
Very nice. Now, do you need to be present to win the door prizes?
No, you do not. We will have the contact information on the surveys and the passports. So if you aren't there, we can give you a call and set up another time to get those to you.
Boy, there's all kinds of things going on. Of course, celebrating the month of the young child, and the Michigan State University Extension is one of those. But you guys really have put together quite a group of sponsors that are making this thing work again this year.
Yes, we could not have done it alone. We have sponsors from VFW Post 3735 in Oscoda, St. Joseph Health Systems, the Iosco County Child Protective Council and Children's Trust Fund, Hope St. John's Parish, the Oscoda Owls, the Oscoda Lions Club, Oscoda Rotary Club, and obviously WKJC. And the American Business Women's Association also. So a lot of really great organizations helping us out to make this event possible.
Boy, that's right. It's happening at Oscoda High School, which is located there on River Road in Oscoda. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And bring the whole family out. And I think I've mentioned, Jessica, talking to you before, that this isn't an event where you just drop off the kids and let them play for 4 hours. You know, it's not a babysitting service. This is something for the entire family, and they want everybody to be a big part of this.
Absolutely. We have stuff for the kids, we have stuff for the parents, and we really want to encourage the parents and kids to have fun together and do things together and get ideas for how to spend more time as an entire family.
Well, that's for sure. And, of course, we'll be out there. I'm going to be out there to kind of help kick it off. We're broadcasting live just before the event starts at 9 a.m. through 11 a.m., so we'll kind of give people a quick preview on what's going to be happening, and then we'll look forward to a great day. Now, if they want more information, how do they get more info on the Family Fun Fair?
You can give us a call right here at the Extension office, 989-362-3449.
362-3449. But best way to get any information you need is just to come on out to the Family Fun Fair this Saturday, 10 to 2 at Skoda High School, located there on River Road. Something for everybody. And the big important word is it's free. Don't bring any money because you're not going to need it, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Jessica St. George and Kelly Rao from the Michigan State University Extension, we appreciate you joining us for Sunrise Side, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks a lot.